For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case? Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
Has no intention of pardoning himself, but doesn't say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon himself.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Two of the closest allies in the world are now embarking on a trade war. Canada responded with its own tariffs on U.S. imports after President Trump ordered tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. On NBC, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it insulting.
There are no two countries that are as interconnected, interdependent. You sell more things to us every year than to UK, Japan, and China combined.
Canada plans to retaliate for the Trump administration's steep tariffs. Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president's trade move is the latest in a series of bad decisions.
We withdrew from the Paris Accords. We withdrew from the Iranian deal, which they're furious about. We didn't get in the Pacific Trade Agreement. We're going it alone. It's not America first. It's America alone. And I think it's just not good policy. In fact, it borders on dangerous, in my opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The murder investigations into two people who were stabbed in Las Vegas are being hampered by language difficulties. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Two Vietnamese tourists were found stabbed to death in their Las Vegas hotel room yesterday. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer says they were part of a group scheduled to tour the Grand Canyon before returning to Vietnam. And the investigation is going slow because many of the tourists don't speak English.
That is creating a major challenge for us as far as interviewing them. So that's what we are doing right now, is trying to find law enforcement that we can use for those interviews.
Lieutenant Spencer says the killings appear to be an isolated incident, and he says there is no threat to other guests at the hotel. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed UN draft resolution that would have blamed Israel for all of the recent violence in Gaza. John Clemens has more.
Jerusalem blames the terrorist group Hamas for stirring up the violence along Israel's border that claimed the lives of 110 Palestinians while leaving thousands of others wounded. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the condemnation put forth by Kuwait on behalf of Arab countries was not accurate in its characterization of the recent events in Gaza.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,